Happy New Year, my friends, and thank you for listening to the Sean Vieg Podcast. It's me, Sean Vieg. You want to learn more about me? You can always check out my website at seanviegfitness.com. Download my free fitness app for Apple and Android. Browse my collection of fitness books and subscribe to my YouTube channel. As I said earlier, did you hear that? I said Happy New Year. This is a quick solo podcast by yours truly, the host of the Sean Vieg Podcast, Mr. Podcast. Want to give you a quick update about what's going on as we move into the new year. Happy 2019. I'm standing here in my living room with Rambo Part 2 on the TV. He just blew up a general with a bow and arrow with an explosive tip. I'll have to look into that. And we have about a foot and a half of snow outside. Beautiful day. All the snow has been melting off the trees because the sun came out. When the sun comes out in Colorado, it gets warmer. It is very warm sun. But looking out on my back deck where I filmed a lot of workout videos, I don't think I'm going to be filming out there for a while unless it's some kind of weird snow workout, because it is covered. Covered, my friends. Have you been doing my brand new 7-day morning yoga challenge? I'll put the link to that in the description below. 7 days of never repeating yoga workouts. I worked very hard to really fluctuate the styles and the intensities and the sequencing. So each workout is very unique. I don't want them all to be very relaxing morning yoga workouts, though a couple might be a little slower, but I made sure to really throw a lot of surprises in there. A lot of surprises. So reinventing what we might think of as a morning yoga class. There's no reason why it can't be challenging on many different levels. That is on my YouTube channel at Sean Vieg Fitness on YouTube, my 7-day morning yoga challenge. Please check in when you are doing that. I appreciate that. I am taking my commitment up a notch over the Christmas break. I was in Wisconsin where it's so cold, I can't work out outside other than go for really cold walks at night. Oh, cold but beautiful walks. I'm the only one out there at night, so I own the town of West Salem, Wisconsin when I'm out there, when I'm home visiting my mom. And I work out at the high school gym when I'm in West Salem. It's usually me and high school age guys usually. So I find that I don't have a lot of space in the weight room. I do a lot of weight training, which I love to do, but my power yoga, my flexibility, and my mobility training, as well as my Pilates training, suffers because I don't have the space. And I get in that zone back to my high school days where I just wanted to lift all the time. So I end up doing that. And after a few days, I feel beat up. So I'm back here in Colorado, definitely hitting my flexibility and mobility training every day, whether it's at my house or at the gym. I've been foam rolling again just about every night for about 10, 15 minutes, hitting different spots while I watch my old classic movies upstairs. And actually, last night I was watching Murder, She Wrote. Anyone out there listen to Murder or watch Murder, She Wrote? That show was on about 12 seasons, 13 seasons. I was astounded. I had no idea. It came out in 1985, and I remember watching it with my mom in 1985 at our house out in the country on Wolf Ridge Court off County B. If you're from the La Crosse, Wisconsin area, you might know that spot. But one of our family's favorite shows, I got season 7 at the library and really been enjoying that. It's like a little more updated version of Columbo, which, you know, Columbo is my favorite. But I digress. Anyway, I'm recommitting myself. Actually, today I'm going down to Nick's Pro Fitness and filming in the big room a huge comprehensive Pilates conditioning class. I might even split that into two parts. And that is going into my online training program, Sean's Vault. Sean's Vault is where you can get over 100 of my exclusive workouts, and I'm adding to that every week at seansvault.com. Go ahead, you could try that out for free for 14 days and see what you think. Okay, what else did I write down here? Well, we have new guests coming on the podcast. I believe I interviewed 8 people in the month of December before I left town, and I left town for Christmas around the 14th of December, so I hit it pretty hard. I hope you've been enjoying all those fun guests we had on there. I've been reaching out to more people. Who would you like to see me or hear me interview on the podcast? You can message me or leave a comment on my Facebook page at Sean Vieg, facebook.com/Sean Vieg, S-E-A-N, V as in Victor, I-G-U-E. And because I want to expand it this year, there's always a fitness component to the podcast, but I like to branch out into literature, music, film, television, motivation, business. I'm very intrigued in people who launch their own businesses in any form. I always have so much respect for that, for entrepreneurship. So I'd love to talk about that and ask people about their stories, because we never really do what we plan to do. It always twists and turns, and I love discovering those twists and turns, because myself, I've gone through about 10,016 of them with Sean Vieg Fitness. So let me know what guests you like to hear me interview on the podcast. Sorry, I'm itching my nose. It's very dry here. One more thing. Geraint Jones, I had him on the podcast last month. Look him up. We actually split it into two parts because there was so much to talk about, and I want to have him on again. He is a former British soldier as well as an author, and I'm reading his most recent book. It's called Siege. I definitely recommend picking that up. It's part of a series. And he also just co-wrote a book with James Patterson that has been number two, I believe, on the New York Times best-selling list. So check out his podcast with him and check out those books. And as I look around my house, I see two giant, giant boxes sitting here in my entryway. That must mean only one thing. Either we're moving or there is a baby coming next month to the Vieg household. I believe it's the latter. Dane Sorensen Vieg will be making an appearance, God willing, next month. So I'm looking at two massive boxes I just brought in. One is a new chest of drawers for him, and the other is his crib. See how we get those upstairs into his room. So that is also really, really in my mind, in my heart, in my soul. I got to say I'm extremely excited and slightly terrified. But like anything, like I approach my workouts, my life, my business, my marriage, my days, I do take things a day at a time, usually a second at a time. And I plan, but I also realize that most life is spontaneous. You have to roll with it. You have to adjust, just like a workout. All right, my friends. Well, thank you for listening to this short, eight minutes. Oh, my goodness. This guy, he keeps talking and talking. And there's a couple Russian military helicopters chasing Rambo. I also got Rambo Part 3. I have never seen that, so I'm much looking forward to watching that. Not at night, because I'll have weird dreams, but during the day when I'm working, it's got a good energy to it. And Stallone looks like one of my best friends, Peter. So that's neat also. All right, my friends, thank you for listening. Sean Vieg Podcast. Check out the description below. You can sign up for my free app and browse my collection of fitness books. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's all at SeanViegFitness.com. It's all right there, my friend. And I will look forward to talking to you or at you or discussing something with you very, very soon. God bless. And if you're going out in the ice, shuffle your feet. It'll help you from falling. Hello, my friends. It's Sean Vieg. This is the Sean Vieg Podcast, by the way. I hope somebody else didn't slip onto this podcast. Tell me. We'll get the podcast police out. Anyway, I was just filming some Pilates workouts, and I realized I hadn't announced it. I hadn't made this announcement yet on my podcast. I think I've announced it everywhere else. But let me tell you, I just signed the contract a couple days ago to write my next paperback book. Bum, bum, bum. I should have had a choir sing right there. The contract is with Hatherly Press, and the theme will be Pilates for Athletes. If you recall, my first paperback I wrote a few years ago is Power Yoga for Athletes. That was with a different publisher. So I have a new publisher, and it's not the official title yet, Pilates for Athletes, but it's going to be in that vein. So my goal is with these two paperbacks, any athlete can take these paperbacks, can take these ebooks, and they are on-the-go training manuals. I owe a great debt to Gwen Lawrence. Gwen was on this podcast a couple months ago. She does a lot of power yoga, a lot of power yoga for sports, and she's written several books. And she introduced me to her publisher, to Hatherly Press. And that's the power of networking and the power of a recommendation from somebody that you've already worked with, that you really like working with. That would be Gwen. Because the last couple years I had been not full-time, but occasionally shopping around. I had talked with some different publishers. I even reached out to some literary agents. I did a couple of those, and those fell flat. So I'm so happy. I'm so grateful to her for introducing me to Hatherly Press. And then we got on a phone call, and we had some great discussions. I have a lot to say and show in regards to Pilates, especially Pilates for any kind of athletic conditioning. So far, it seems like a very, very good fit. So as I prepare to start outlining this book and planning it, I'm a content guy, so my problem is, it's not really much of a problem, but I overload things. So what I'm doing before I even start writing the book or really outlining it is I've been filming a whole lot of Pilates workouts, because I teach Pilates and I film Pilates, but I don't do Pilates every day. To some of you, that might sound strange, but I don't do it every day. If I do, they're shorter workouts or exercises. Sometimes I get into automatic pilot. I do them for videos, and then I don't do them for a while. I know in theory, I know how much I like Pilates. I've had Pilates in my life the last 10 years now or more, but it's been very important for me to really immerse myself in Pilates. That means filming it. That means practicing it. Pilates is very vast. There's the classic Pilates exercises. There's a lot of variations. There's Pilates with equipment, with different tools, with reformers, with weights. It's a very vast exercise discipline. So I'm putting myself through the paces. I'm also reading about it. I'm watching videos about it. I'm writing a lot of notes, and that's where I'm starting. Kind of rambling right now, but this is my process for writing a book. I'm not a born author. These are not fiction books where I need to get characters and a story and start, and it's all words. This is a hands-on book. That's the way I want to make it, just like power yoga for athletes. So there's exercises, there's flows, there's sports specific flows. And my experience of working with athletes is athletes are very disciplined. They are already up and moving. They are already focused. They are focused on their chosen sport or sports. So I need to show them what they need to do to get more flexible, get more strength, get more mobility, and then just get out of the way. I don't have to encourage athletes to get up and move because they already are. So in a book like this, like the other ones I've written, it's, well, this is what you do, this is how long you do it, this is what you need, this is where you can do it, and set them off. So these are some of the thoughts going through my head as I prepare to outline and write. What I want to do, too, and I have this luxury because I do so many videos, is say we have a lot of different workouts within the book, pictures put together in sequences. I want to film those also and put a link in the book. So you can do the workouts with your book, or you can also click on that link and it'll take you to a page where you can do them with me. Because my goal, I want to get people up and moving. Words are good, but words after a while become rather meaningless. As Hamlet said, words, words, words. I want action. So, I say so a lot too. So the new contract and the other big, big thing in my life is that my wife and I are expecting our son to arrive. He could come tonight. I'm recording this. This is February 5th right now? February 6th. His due date is February 21st. So he'd come tonight. He could come next week. He'd come in a few weeks. We don't know. So these workouts, And this focus on the Pilates has helped me. It really has helped me because this is very new to me. And I'm sure it's new to everybody the first time. I'm not sure how to think. I stay focused. I pray a lot. I breathe a lot. And we've prepared his room, which he won't be going into for a while because it's upstairs, but I put the crib together. When I get home today, I'm going to take Addie out for a hike right now, but then go home. I'm going to put the car seat in my car. So that's a big thing. I've never had a car seat in my car. Addie has free rein in the back seat. Now she'll have half the seat because Dane will have the other half. And we packed our bag. That's official too. The little suitcase, when the time comes, we take that with us to the hospital. And don't worry about Addie, because Addie's always my number one. My wife's best friend lives about 15 minutes away. She'll get the call, and she'll come over and get Addie. And we packed a bag for Addie, too. So these are some big things going on right now. A challenge I'll have, of course, is to stay focused, because I have a lot of work to do. But also, of course, I want to spend a lot of time with my son and a lot of time with my wife in those first days and weeks. But I'm sure we'll be okay. I'm not worried about that as much. It's late at night. It's late at night when you're tired and I'm sitting up in my loft. That's when some of those dark thoughts, a little angst and worry pops in. And you have to realize where you are. You're tired and you're vulnerable. So you take some deep breaths, say some prayers, you let it go, because that's all theory. That means nothing. Okay. I want to say a lot more about that, but I say I want to make these quick. Anyway, I'm going to go get Addie. She's in the car. And by the way, I'm doing a 30-day Pilates core exercise challenge. It's on my Facebook page at Sean Vieg, and it's on my Instagram page at Sean Vieg Fitness. It's day two today. So for 30 days, I'm doing a new one-minute video showing you a different Pilates or core exercise, talking you through it so you can keep adding all of these beautiful, beautiful exercises to your fitness arsenal. Keep stockpiling all of these great exercises, keep putting them together in different sequences, and keep changing up your workouts. So check that out. I'll put the links down below in the description for that. And I'm looking out the window right now. There's so much snow. I'm getting a little cabin fever. Filming inside is nice. There is a definite control you have, but I do miss being outside. But there's so much snow here in Colorado, and we're getting some more in a couple days. Oh, all right. All right, this is the Sean Vieg podcast. We don't stand on much ceremony here. We just start and we end. That's the way I like it. That's the way we do it. Thank you so much for listening. If you've been enjoying this podcast, and I hope you have, please leave a comment. Give it a good rating wherever you're listening to it. It's pretty much available on all platforms. And share it with your friends. Share it with your family. I just had Tracy Campoli on the podcast a few days ago. We had a fantastic, fantastic chat. And I'm reaching out to new guests for the new year. And thanks for listening. Keep checking back. And you can always find me at SeanVieGFitness.com. The Sean Vieg Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening. Until next time. Good day to you. It's Sean Vieg with the Sean Vieg Podcast. Sitting here in my car after doing a workout at the gym and also doing some filming down there. I just have a filming fetish. Seems like everywhere I go now, I have my shoes, which I wear, and my tripod. Always have my tripod so I can put my iPhone on there and film, because you never know when I might get the fancy to film, might get that urge. So I was filming underneath the pull-up bar, a bunch of stuff, and I realized I have not done a podcast in a couple months. There's been a lot of things going on. I think the last one was with Tracy Campoli, which was a wonderful conversation, but that was probably a couple months ago. I wanted to officially announce, if you haven't heard already, that I do indeed have a baby boy now. My wife and I have a son. His name is Dane Sorensen Vieg, and he arrived at 8:10 a.m. February 28th at the Lutheran Medical Center down in Cherry Creek, Colorado. What were you doing at 8:10 a.m. on February 28th? I didn't really realize until yesterday, but my birthday is July 28th, so there's a 28th thing. And February 28th is one of the most talked about days, maybe on the calendar. because it's the shortest month, but Dane is healthy. I was involved in the entire process, which was wonderful. We actually had an appointment to go down there so my wife Jillian could get induced, because we were about a week over the due date, which was the 21st. And we went down there the evening of the 27th. She got, I forget the name of it, it's like a pill that they insert up in the woo. And within an hour, she was actually having pretty strong contractions. The nurse, Jared, he was fantastic. He was actually an ex-military. He had been in the Army for 21 years, so that was neat to talk to him about that. And he's thought that we would probably, Dane would probably show up the next night. Instead of 8:10 a.m., maybe 8:10 p.m., but she started hitting the contractions really hard within an hour. We were foolish. We thought we'd get a little rest, and she jumped right into it. Within a few hours, she was really going. She did get the epidural. She thought she wouldn't, but eventually it was just unbearable. We got her into a tub, and that helped, but then her water broke, and then it was kind of a sprint to the finish line. So she was having contractions for probably about 3 hours, really strong ones. She was pushing, pushing, pushing. And Dane was stuck for a little while. He couldn't get under the pubic bone. But finally, 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 he came out. And I mentioned earlier, I was involved. The whole time I was right there with her, I was holding her right leg for the longest time, moving that around while the head nurse had the left leg. And the doctor, she was right there. And being the coach that I am and the instructor I am, it was good, because we were all telling her to breathe and to push and when to relax and when to gently push into the contractions, into labor, because it's the visual of it too really helped. Imagine him just coming out, and eventually at 8:10 a.m., Dr. Oberle reached in there, got a hold of him, pulled him out, and oh my goodness, I wish you can get a video or a photo of my face when he actually came out, because for the longest time, I just kept seeing the little crown of his head with the hair on top, just that little crown. So after a while, I started thinking, well, that's how big he is. He's just a little guy. But then, boom, they pulled him out. He was a little small. He was a little under 7 pounds, but right away, he was crying. He was covered in stuff, and they were cleaning him off, and they put him on Jilly's chest right away for skin-to-skin time. And it was pretty incredible. I have video of it. I don't think I'll share that. I only share that stuff with friends and family. Some things have to be sacred. I know some people who film their births and post them online. Like, oh, God, tacky. Just keep it to yourself. It's special. Let it be there. That's what I think. So came out a little under 7 pounds, healthy boy. We were in the hospital for a couple extra days because the poor guy couldn't pee, and they won't let you go until he pees. And got circumcised. And I will share something with you. I think only Jillian knows this, but after he had come out, after he was born, I guess you call it after he was born, they put him on a little shelf and they clean him up and they do a few things to him. And it was nice. I got to go over and chat with him for a little bit. He just kind of grabbed my finger. But the first thing I talked to him about really was telling about my dad. My dad passed away a little over 2 years ago. And that's still, I really can't think too much about it. I think about my dad all the time, but I can't think about him as he really was. Sometimes it flashes, and it's still really, really intense. I don't like doing that. I suppose later on there'll be a time for that. But it was nice. I got to talk to Dane and tell him all about his grandfather, that he will never meet on this earth, but I hope and pray that someday he will meet him off of this earth. So that was really nice. And we brought him home, and he's been doing very well. He is now a month and almost a week old, and he's been pooping very well. He feeds like a beast, sometimes every hour, and we've got a nice schedule. And Addie likes him a lot, because I'm very, very sensitive about Addie. Addie's my dog. You see her in my videos all the time. And little sweet Addie, when we first brought Dane home, she was really excited, didn't really know what it was that we were holding. Jilly was holding him, so Addie tried to jump on him a couple times. But now he likes to walk by Dane. He sniffs him, he licks his head, he'll sniff his butt Then she walks away. So, as I said, I'm very sensitive to Addie. Addie is my first baby, so I make sure that she's always comfortable and always very happy, because I know the first few days she was a little upset, her tummy would be upset, and that breaks my heart. I don't want that with Addie. I want some cohesion, just like the classes that I teach, right? Cohesion, keep it smooth. And Dane is doing very well. He looks great. Still got a little bit of the cone head from the delivery, but really blue eyes. He has sandy blonde hair, and he looks, from what I've told, a lot like me. But also, and I figured this, I predicted this, he looks a lot like my dad in the eyes and the nose. The eyes and the nose. He has that Vig nose and those Vig eyes. So that's interesting. It's my dad's nickname was Mr. Bob. His name is Robert, so we call him Mr. Bob. And we call him a little Mr. Bob. My dad used to call me like Mr. Sean or Mr. Stefan, Mr. Steve, whoever my friends were. He'd always put a Mr. in front of it. So that's how that goes. And so we start bottle feeding too. I've done that 4 or 5 days in a row, which is good. Our pediatrician said start as soon as possible. So now Jilly can get an extra hour of sleep at night. She can sleep for about 3 hours at least initially while I'm out in the living room or the loft with Addie and Dane. And, you know, working my schedule in, because I just started writing my second paperback, Pilates for Athletes, with Hatherly Press. So I have that going and the videos and a lot of other things. Oh, and by the way, NSCA, I'm going to be at their conference next week, April 13th. It's in Cedar Falls, Iowa. And on the morning of the 13th, that's a Saturday at 8 a.m., I'm leading an hour-long yoga class for all those in attendance. And I'll also, I sent along a bunch of copies of my first paperback, Power Yoga for Athletes, and I will be signing those. So if you're in the Cedar Falls, Iowa area on April 13th, April 14th, 12th, right around then, love to see you. I'll be there, NSCA conference. They contacted me. A lot of it's through the University of Northern Iowa, and I was very impressed and excited, because they told me that most of the sports department at UNI, University of Northern Iowa, does my workouts, including the coaches. So I got an email this morning too that the university volleyball team wants to do a class with me also, and we'll probably film that. So who knows? I told them, I said, you got me there. Let's do some classes. Let's have some fun. And if you're there, I'd love to meet you. And if you want to get a copy of the book, hey, I won't stop you. I will not be bringing Dane or Addie, but they will be with me in spirit, and I can tell you all about them too. My clients here at the gym where I teach twice a week, they it's sweet. They still ask about Dane, but I've noticed every week that goes by, kind of tapers off a little bit. But the interest and the majesty of a newborn is very exciting. Oh, all right, well, I'm going to go to the library. I'm writing my book on my old MacBook Pro laptop, which I have not used in many, many years. When I first started doing workout videos, actually, it'll be 10 years this June. June 2009 is when I started filming workout videos. I had my flip camera, and I did all my uploading and editing on my MacBook Pro until I just blew the damn thing up, because it was so much space that was being taken up by the videos. So that's a whole nother, I think Stefan and I have done some podcasts about that, how I had to keep upgrading my storage, whether it's external storage units or getting an iMac or getting larger computers. Hey, there's an elk herd over there. Look at that, right past the tennis courts. Sometimes I walk Addie back there, and there's always elk bugling and saying hi. You can tell I'm recording this podcast in Colorado, the elk herd, or I'm at an elk farm. All right, well, I'm going to head home, and I am going to be reaching out. I already have been some new guests on this podcast, as I said, with Dane coming. I've been working on that flow, how to get things going, bringing a newborn into the house. I know a lot of you, many of you have children, so you know it's kind of like dropping a bomb in the house for a little while. But Jillian and I work pretty well. We work very well together, and we're getting schedules, and we've had family come into town to help. And as long, like I'm out now, is working out and filming, and I'm going to go do a little writing. I'm going to stutter as I say that. All right, my friends. Well, there's lots more to say. We'll get to that next time. Thanks for listening to the Sean Vieg podcast. And it's always great to hear from you. Wherever you follow me, maybe you work out with me on YouTube or on Instagram or Facebook, leave a comment. Let me know you're there, and I'd love to say hi. And, by the way, Facebook is Sean Vieg, Instagram is Sean Vieg Fitness, and you can always go to SeanViegFitness.com to download my free fitness app and subscribe to my YouTube channel. All right, so that's the report for now. I know when I shut this off, I'm going to drive and think, oh, I should have said this, this, and this. Those are the breaks. That's how it is when I'm writing this new book. I've been taking notes for about a month. I have so many notes. I have so much to say. But I think the true gift of writing is to, as Shakespeare said, brevity is the soul of wit. Brevity is the soul of wit. Polonius said that in Hamlet. And it's very true. Keep it simple, Sean. Keep it simple, stupid. The KISS principle. So it's good to be writing again. And I started writing officially yesterday on the laptop. And it was I had the feeling I was circling the pool for a while, but I was too shy to jump in. So yesterday I jumped in, started writing the intro. And I'll be mentioning more about that later. But anyway, I've said too much. Thanks for listening, my friends, to Sean Vieg Podcast. Give it a good rating, leave it a comment, and share it on. Take care.